Dr. Heidi, it feels like the last, 12 months have reminded me of how few things I'm actually in control of. But the problem is, it's hard for me to let go of that control. I want so hard to stop every plate from spinning, but it seems like everything I put my hand on gets something else going, and it really stresses me out that things are just spinning out of control. Can you help?
I can.
Okay.
But I don't know if you're going to like the answer.
Well, yay! This conversation's okay. Over.
Because the truth is, we have much less control than we realize. We have much less control than we even want. And the only way to make peace with not being able to control things well is to recognize that we cannot control most things.
Mm.
So we have to let go of the plates, and we have to recognize that there's just things we can't change. There's hard things we can't change. There's good things we can't make happen. But as believers, our hope is not that we can control things. Our hope is that God himself is controlling things, and our job is to show up. When we can't control all the things, Christ calls us to focus on what we can control. The believers in 1 Peter are in the midst of intense persecution. Guess how much time Peter spends talking about all of that persecution that they can't control? None.
Right. Nothing.
What he talks about is, first of all, what is your identity in Christ? And then what does it mean to be holy? What does that look like? And he challenges his readers to show each other brotherly love, because what we do with ourselves is something that we can control.
Our reaction.
And that is our hope, right? Mm-hmm. Is that we can't control anything that's going on around us. We can't control the crazy world, but they could control showing each other brotherly love. They could control their own walk with God and resting in that identity that is set as believers, as living stones built into Christ's church.
It's a little crazy that we kind of read these verses about in Christ, all things hold together and God is powerful and he's just. And something in us says, no, I think I'd rather have my hands on the wheel.
Right.
Like, why?
Right.
Well, I don't know why I do that.
Right. And then we wonder why we're anxious. Right. Because we're trying to do something that we are not equipped to do. Mm-hmm. But what we can do is be obedient. And sometimes that's the hardest step to take, to be obedient in showing love, in speaking truth. But that's where the power is, and that is where our comfort is when everything else is out of control.
And when you let go and you let God take control of it, he will do such a better job with the whole situation. And one thing you will learn is you trust God.
Yes.
And number two, you will learn how much he loves you. Because you'll then see how he works those things for your good.
And the only way to get there is through obedience and through surrender.